T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Odd Rod, what are you doing, man?
What's happening, dude? I ain't doing much.
What's new?
Easy.
All right, guys, we got Odd Rod in the studio. And of course, we've got Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst / numbers guru, Mr. Richard Hoskins, the professor himself.
What's happening in Knoxville, Tennessee?
I love the shout outs. I love the shouts. But we have a very special guest, Odd Rod, in the studio.
Wait, I'm the special guest, Odd Rod?
No.
Who's the special guest?
No. You like that slap, didn't you? That was like my WWE chest slap.
Yeah, you won a championship off that.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Tell you what.
About went Ric Flair on you just then. I'm just throwing that out there.
Woo.
But we've got my apprentice in the studio.
Your apprentice.
That's right.
That's scary. I'm worried for him.
I am. I say a little prayer for Will every night. But we got Will. I'm not even going to try to say his last name right now.
Yeah, don't do it.
It's kind of like that city we were talking about in Wales.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Which no one listening will even remotely understand what we're talking about. But Google it.
It's definitely worth the Google. But yeah, we got Will in the studio. He's doing some stuff for the Instagram page and doing some stuff for the Facebook. Say hey to everybody, Will.
What's up, everyone?
So that's what I'm saying. It's even got a good voice, too.
He does have a good voice.
I'm telling you.
I think we found the perfect kid.
I'm telling you. And this kid's going to be going places.
Can you believe that they cut a 16-year-old?
Probably juvenile hall, but he's going places.
Can you believe they cut a 16-year-old loose with us?
I'm telling you. That's crazy. You know what, though? In the molding years of life, I couldn't think of no one better but me and you to help with that.
Oh, God.
With a shot of Richard.
This kid looks like he might have it going on in life, but if he hangs out with us, he's
we now have a kid.
Yeah.
He's peaked.
What was that movie, My Three Dads or something like that?
Yeah, that's us now.
I feel like that a little bit.
It's like Full House, but just with one dude.
Yeah.
And so
I'm Jesse. I'm Jesse.
I'll take Bob Saget.
I call all-time Jesse.
I'll take Bob Saget all day. We all know where that went.
That just leaves you, Joy Gladstone.
No, we're going to have to regroup.
I mean, he dated Alanis Morissette. I'm just throwing that out there.
Oh, that's not helping.
Isn't it ironic?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. All right, let's get the show on the road.
Oh, man, I tell you what. Speaking of getting on the road, it's vacation time.
It is. You know what? I need to take a vacation.
You know what?
I need a vacation.
You look like you need a vacation.
Thank you.
I mean, you look kind of rough. You look like you got poured out and stepped on. You
know? No, I just wrap cars all day.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
It's kind of the same thing.
I mean, it's craziness. But vacation time, you know, so everybody's planning their summer vacations. And long before you jumped on a jet plane or got on a cruise ship, you took the family vacation in your family car.
Ooh.
So, I mean, I think this is going to be a kind of a fun episode. So we're talking about vacation cars and how it's changed through the years.
Can I shift the gears, because I don't know where you're going with this first segment, but I just had a thought. What was some of the...
Let it go.
No, this is a good one. What some of the cars that you personally, Rob, have took family vacations in, some of the good ones?
You know what? I've got a really good one for you. My mother is the definition of spoiled. My father has ruined my mother. Yeah. I won't go ahead and tell you that now. My mother has drove a new Cadillac virtually since I was a small child.
Yeah.
They're not that quite that old, but anyway, he bought my mother a brand new, matter of fact, it was her first Cadillac, a 1989 Cadillac Eldorado Spring Edition.
Dang.
Pearl white, navy blue leather interior with a matching navy blue Landau top with white piping on the seats.
Right on.
With wire wheels and Vogue tires.
Right on.
My mother could have been confused. My mom could be confused with Snoop Dogg now.
Snoop DeVille.
I'm telling you. So my mom is rocking an Eldorado, pearl white, navy blue leather guts, riding on Vogues.
That's what's up.
And 88 spokes. I mean, like, cruising. So we took this down to visit my aunt in Florida. Now, keep in mind, this is 1989. I was 10 years old. Now, let's fast forward to 2018, 3 days ago. My father still talks about this to this day. Whenever a car and the word Florida go hand in hand, I remember that time Robbie threw up in my new Cadillac.
That sounds like your father, too.
30 years later, we're still talking about it.
He's still mad.
Well, he's still mad. That car was never the same.
Richard.
I mean, I've seen cars that were flood damaged, that were brought back, and they were never the same. I spit up a little bit. I wouldn't even call it throwing up. But you realize, and I mean, but that's the family vacation memory I have, is in Starkey, Florida. And if you've ever been there, there's a paper mill there. And it smells about like what you would think Starkey, Florida would smell like. And that Cadillac and us in a rest area. And basically me driving the rest of the way from Starkey, Florida to Tampa with my head in a bag.
Now, Richard, to quantify his dad's anger, if Rob were to upchuck in your brand new Cadillac, would you not be upset?
Yeah, I'd be a little upset. Maybe not 30 years from now. But,
you don't think
you
that,
remember the time?
You don't think that of a time while we're all in our 60s? Well, y'all are in your 60s. Me and Will are in our 50s.
I think Rob's in a place that, fortunately, like normally my answer would be you're cleaning this up. But I have a feeling that Rob has the wherewithal to get someone else to do it for both of us.
Yeah, really. but you know what I'm saying? But that's a family vacation memory.
That's a good one. Yeah.
That's a family vacation memory.
That is a top shelf memory.
That is a top shelf. I don't remember nothing about the beach. I don't remember going to any gift shops. I remember sitting in that rest area with my dad, 60 Shades of Red, and him complaining about his new Cadillac that I have ruined.
Oh, yeah, completely ruined.
Yeah. At 10 years old, I wiped it out.
I mean, at this point, you might as well take it back to the dealership and trade in on a new one.
I'm telling you. Really? It was never the same. I don't know what I did to it, but it was never the same.
I agree. I mean, you puke in my car, it's just never the same. I agree.
It's ruined.
I'm pretty sure from the looks of it, somebody might have already had one time. It is a station wagon.
Maybe.
It could have happened.
Maybe.
Kids get sick.
I think there's still crayons and cookies in it from years and years ago.
Yeah, when I think about the inside of that car, I'm close to puking in here.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Richard. Thanks, Richard.
Richard said, I kind of feel my wings walking up. I'm just saying.
So we're going to make wagon insults again. Okay, I see how it is.
Well, you know, you set yourself up for that.
Mm-hmm. All right, Richard, what was a lovely family vacation of yours?
Well, Rob set this up pretty well. 1989, going to Florida.
I was born
except
in 1989.
That's what made me sick.
We didn't have a new Eldorado. We did have a brand hammer new 89 Plymouth Sundance RS two-door.
What?
Red and silver. With the red corduroy interior.
Oh, snap. I mean,
this thing was dope. Like, it was my mom's new car, and we thought it was awesome. Until my parents, my little sister, my older brother, and his girlfriend had to ride to Sanibel Island, Florida in it.
I bet that was amazing.
Ooh.
Yeah, that, like, it didn't even seem like a bad trip. That's just how spoiled people are today. Like, we didn't know that we were uncomfortable.
Well, and that's the thing. And I tell you what tickles me is safety. It's safety on this. And I'm sure you got a good vacation story too, Odd Rod. But I want to close this one out on something like this.
Oh, okay.
Right,
go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what. Tell us your
vacation. No.
We got 2 minutes. I mean, do you want to rush it?
No. You do you, and then after the break, I'll do me.
Okay. You do you.
You do you.
But yeah, and that's the thing, though. People are so spoiled now. Now they ride around in a Suburban and complain about leg cramps.
Yeah, we've got two kids. We need a minivan.
This is my thing.
No,
my parents raised a child and never owned a four-door car till I moved out.
You can strap a seat in the back of a C4 Corvette.
Strap a seat. Have you lost your mind? Sit in her lap and don't touch anything.
That's right. I'm sorry. That's how you try.
Car seat. Yeah. She'll hang on to you. You're good. You got a hard head on you.
I'm telling you what. Car seat. That's what's wrong with the world's car seats right there. You pamper them right there out of the get-go. You just buckle them up like a man and let them face the results.
Maybe toss them around a little every now and again.
You know what?
Yeah, sometimes, slam on the brakes.
Sometimes rattling your cage is good for you. Okay?
Exactly, exactly. It really is. I mean, I believe in safety and all that, but sometimes you just need to face life head on. You know, grab
their head in the...
Just grab life by the horns and just
nothing
go at
says
it.
Family vacation like windshield to the face.
Or if you're in an older car, like steel dash to the face.
That's what I'm saying. It's good for you. It's good for you. I tell you what else is good for this show is these commercial breaks.
Absolutely.
That's right, guys. We got to keep them rolling. But you know what? We're talking about vacation time and vacation rides right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
On 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Hot Rod!
What's happening, dude?
Richard!
What's happening, Tempe, Arizona?
I love it. Now, Hot Rod, we left off and we were talking about vacation stories. Me and Richard got to tell one, and it's your turn.
I'm handing
you the mic, and I want you to tell us a vacation story.
All right, so can this just be like a I didn't intend on this vacation?
You know what? I think a lot of them I didn't intend on them to be like
that.
I think
at this point it probably has to be.
Yeah.
You can't say something like that and then not.
Yeah, it
just has to be. So my mother, in her, at the time, 94 S10 Blazer.
Ooh,
doing big things.
Classy ride.
Her and the family took off up to the mountains. And by family, I mean her, my father, my brother, my sister, and I think the niece and nephew. All in the Blazer, the S10 Blazer.
Full house.
Full house. And I get the call that the fuel pump went out on it.
Oh, this was in Maggie Valley.
This was in Maggie Valley. So I had to go on vacation, too.
Well, but you know what? You came to the rescue.
I did. So, well...
Please tell me you went to Ghost Town.
No. The vacation got even better, though. So I show up to change the fuel pump out, and I had no intentions on staying whatsoever. I just ran up there, was going to change the fuel pump, and go home. And, of course, the bottom fell out, and it just started just
I've
torrential.
Never been to Maggie Valley, North Carolina, and it not rain.
Amen to that.
It rains every other day in Maggie
just
Valley,
torrential
North Carolina.
Downpour, quite like Mini Nats last year.
Exactly.
Just torrential downpour. And so I'm laying there, like, literally in standing water, changing a fuel pump on an S10 Blazer with a three-quarters full tank. And so I had
to fill it up.
Had to borrow some of my father's clothes and just figured out to stay the night. So that was a great vacation.
I'm telling you.
That was a vacation I didn't want to be on.
That's family.
That's family. That's all family.
Kind of reminds me of laying in the driveway putting a fuel pump in your station wagon.
Oh, yeah. It's family.
After you undercoat the bottom of your car.
Family. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I still have black stuff on my hands.
Oh, I
years
do too.
Later.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It was good times, though.
That was a great time. Decided, you know what? Then we'll start painting the bottom of my car.
Well, I mean, it needed a good rubber coating under there. The bottom of that wagon's pretty clean. I just wanted to preserve it.
Why can't we make the top half look like that?
I might need to take it on vacation one day. Shut up, Richard.
Shut up, Richard.
Greenville, South Carolina.
You know what? I hope your turbo just spins right off the car. How about
Stop.
That?
Don't put that on me.
Don't put that evil on Richard. Don't you put that evil on Richard.
I mean, you just want to talk junk about a man's wagon. I'm just trying to preserve over here.
I'm just trying to understand what you're preserving it from.
I might travel up north. You don't know. No, I ain't going to do that.
No.
And leave it?
Yeah, I would get in that car and drive up north. I ain't got a problem with that.
I wouldn't want to go up north.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah, I'm not going up north.
They had like
snowstorms. Sorry, Lake Minnetonka, Minnesota.
I'm still giving you a shout out, but I wouldn't come see you. But, I mean, if it was...
Vacations are terrible. Vacations are a horrible idea, especially when you're growing up. It's not till you become older and you choose to go on vacation that it becomes good.
You know,
by yourself.
By yourself, preferably.
Like, you know, like, I love my family, but on a vacation, I would rather probably spend the weekend at the LEC than go on vacation.
I'd rather, like, eat nails, you know, chew on some glass. I heard that's cool.
But, you know, I tell you what, speaking of vacations, how do you feel about RVs? You ever been on a vacation like in a camper?
That there is an RV. Actually, yes, I have. I had a unique experience in an RV.
I have, too.
Oh, God.
This show's going downhill. No, in all seriousness.
For years.
In all seriousness, I used to hang out and work with and help out with Team Aruba Drag Racing, located down in Union. And my senior year of high school, I had knee surgery, and I was out most of my senior year. So while just skipping school on medical leave, I actually took off and went cross-country in their RV to pick up the car in somewhere in Indiana and then pick up the motor down Winder, Georgia.
Winder.
Yeah, so we went on a week trip in an RV. Pretty cool.
That is cool.
I didn't mind the RV living.
My parents, their idea of vacationing was going to see family in Florida or going to a car show on the weekends.
What's wrong with that?
Not a thing in this world.
What's wrong with that?
If I had
family in Florida, I'd probably move down and hang out with them.
Let me tell you what my parents did. Now, keep in mind, this is my family's idea of a vacation. And they went out and bought a 40-foot country coach motorhome. This thing is made for somebody. It's got a wash machine and dryer in it.
I've seen your dad back trucks into other trucks. I'm sure this is a bad idea.
Exactly. I'm scared of him driving in a car.
Yeah.
You need a vacation after riding with him in this thing.
Yeah. You don't need a vacation. You need medication.
Yeah, medication.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure my old man's on it. But, you know, if not... Need to step it up a little bit.
Did the RV have Xanax in a bed?
No. But a Xanax dispenser would have been nice. But now, this is the thing you got to think about with this motorhome. Now, keep in mind, my dad's a hot rod guy. He's an ex-drag racer, all this stuff. And a diesel truck mechanic, which is not a good combination for a man that owns an RV.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Now, the RV had an 8.3 liter Cummins in that. And that country coach. Now, keep in mind, when I say country coach motorhome, it's a glorified Greyhound bus. All right, it looks like Garth Brooks' tour bus, but will run 96 miles an hour up Tuxedo Grade. Now, so you've got something that weighs as much as a single wide trailer and is 20 foot shorter, running 96 miles an hour.
And your dad's behind the wheel.
And my dad is piloting this thing. Now, so needless to say, now you know why RV stands for Ruins Vacation. That's what it stands for.
Rob's back in the corner.
Yeah, exactly. I'm over here praying.
Your dad and a hot rod RV.
Dear God, this is Rob again.
Again.
We're going to Pigeon Forge. But... That was the thing, and my dad was like snake eyes, the bus driver. He's like, you see that? Look how fast we're going. I mean, I'm like, I've got my eyes closed. No, I didn't see it.
Going around the mountains on two wheels.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this thing.
Three wheels.
And his favorite thing, these people can't drive.
Could you imagine the poor bird you hit going
down? Lord, could you imagine anything?
Oh, yeah. Deer gone. Yeah.
Small house, whatever, you know?
Whole family in a minivan, trying to go on vacation as well.
Funniest motorhome story ever. My dad buys a camper. Most people buy RVs to get close to nature. My dad's favorite campground.
Not your dad.
My dad's favorite campground. My right hand up, right here, is in Concord, North Carolina, across the street from Charlotte Motor Speedway. It is. We pulled in there for the Good Guys Car Show in the motorhome. Pop air brakes on. He says, this right here is a good RV park, Rob. It's a parking lot with sewer hookups in it. It ain't got all them trees in it.
That's epic.
And it's across the street from a racetrack.
Exactly.
Two of them. I mean.
And my dad, he has his drag strip in his backyard and a round track in his front yard. And my dad's like, you know what? I like his campground. It ain't got all these trees in it. Yeah, that nature thing.
And stupid animals.
Yeah, really.
Just like squirrels running around. You know, you go outside in the morning, you get scared by a bunny.
They sent my dad his Good Sam Club sticker. He's like, I ain't putting this stupid stuff on my RV. Oh, the memories.
Well,
guys.
Speaking of stupid stuff, we got to stop for some stupid commercials.
Oh, man, these commercials ain't stupid. It's good stuff, guys. Pay attention because you know what? We got more vacation stories coming at you right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob. It's Hot Rod.
What's happening, dude?
Richard.
What's happening in New Orleans, Louisiana?
Woot woot, party city. Love that town. I tell you what, guys.
That's a good place to vacation to, actually.
It is a good place to vacation to, and we're talking about vacation cars. Well, you know what? You can't talk about vacation cars without kind of stepping back in history a little bit. You got to think about when this nation got on wheels. What was your first vacation car, you think? All right. What do you think the first?
A carriage wagon.
Probably.
It's probably like a two-day vacation into town.
So basically, you know, we've talked about station wagons.
No, a carriage wagon. Horse-drawn.
Horse-drawn.
Yeah, it's
probably
reliable.
Like,
2-day vacation in town. No, they got wheels that broke too. They didn't have flats, so they just broke them.
They had broke legs and stuff.
Yeah, horse would trip.
My horse died.
the horse would trip and fall and die, and then you'd be like 2 days out trying to head to town.
You'd have to call a tow truck. And
I've never had to have a funeral for my car.
Call AAA.
You got to call the tow horse. You know?
Call them, exactly. How did that work?
Then a giant horse shows up and like hooks your horse up.
It's got blinky light on its head.
But
Travis Hawkins gets off it.
And you just see his horse backing up going,
What I want to know is where they put the winch.
No, you don't, actually. No, you don't.
Where do I hook this thing? So anyway, but you got to think about the station wagons. And, you know, and even, you know, like the 30s and the 40s, you know. And
your old woody wagons.
Well, exactly. In the 50s, I mean, the Art Deco style station wagons were, I mean, they were the way to travel.
They were what's up.
So it went from utility to a people hauler. To a family hauler.
To comfort.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, through the 60s, of course, station wagon was still extremely popular. But in the 70s, though, and this is where I want to step off and talk a little bit. That's when that was a game changer in the 70s. Because the van stepped onto the family scene.
Mm, the van.
I mean, you got to think about it. In the 60s, the van was utility. Unless you had a company that solved mysteries. Or you had a company that did utility work, you didn't have a van. If you had a family, you had a station wagon.
Like Rob, what are you talking about?
Exactly. Exactly. But now, in the 70s, it was cool to have a van. And you had a custom van. I mean, we're talking shag carpeting.
I think only half the people that probably built custom vans did it to take trips.
Well, they were tripping, but it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
You've seen some of those paint jobs on those things? Yeah, I promise you.
Everybody took a trip in a van. Just some people actually went somewhere.
Exactly. And then they cranked it up and went somewhere. Yeah.
Some of them did.
But the thing that was cool, these things were like rolling works of art. Side pipes. Slotted mags. I mean,
stickers that say, "Don't laugh, your daughter might be in here."
That's a classic.
Those are essential.
That's necessity. How about those crazy side windows? And they were never a normal shape.
No, they're like diamonds or stars.
Yeah.
Or those porthole circle ones.
A crescent moon.
Yeah.
It's classy. It's classy.
It is classy. I mean, well, that's the definition.
Through the 70s and then in the 80s.
All right. My favorite van, though, while we're going to get off subject a little bit. My favorite van of that style, though. Have you ever seen the movie Baby's Day Out? Joe Montana is in it?
No.
Just Google the van from that. It's epic. They got like a porthole bowl window in the top of it you can look out. It's absolutely amazing.
It's worth the
awesome
Google.
Van. I think Richard's Googling it now.
Of course he is.
But I love it when he talks about himself in third person.
Yeah, so of course he is.
Of course he is.
That's what Richard does.
Because that's how the professor rolls.
Are you hurrying up over there,
Mr. I'm working on it, man. Come on. Keep talking.
But anyway, you got these custom vans. And these vans are awesome. I mean, you got to think about it. And they're actually starting to come back a little bit. You're starting to see more and more of them pop up. You know, not just Danny Coker at Kells Customs is fixing them now. Like, everybody likes them.
What in the world?
Is that not epic, though?
That is something else.
That's something.
Young Will. He's like, that is something else. You could have just showed him an alien, and he would have not gave you any more confused look.
It doesn't look a lot different than an alien.
It's amazing.
But you got to think about the conversion van, though. I mean, that changed the game. I mean, you got people driving cross-country on the daily. Route 66.
Oh, Route 66.
See the shining sea.
Cannonball.
Exactly.
Was done first in a van.
Which actually was very first ever done in a van. A little trivia for you, courtesy of my buddy Ed Boyan, who told me about this. All right. So we've all seen Cannonball Run. The ambulance in Cannonball Run that they used was actually the van that ran the very first Cannonball Run. It was painted up like an ambulance for the movie.
I
did not know that either.
That's right. It's a 71 Dodge van.
That's cool.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Is that the one that Dom DeLuise wrote on?
Yes, it
exactly.
Is.
Okay. Captain Chaos.
Let's not talk about him right now.
Speaking of third person.
Sorry, Dom.
Sorry. That's what I'm saying. Like, the conversion vans, I love that stuff. And then, you know, you got in the 80s, and then you had the manufacturers stepping on board, building their own custom vans. And you had all these custom shops. And we actually had a really big one right here in the upstate. Keenan's Custom Creations. Now, Richard probably remembers it. This guy cut up more vans than probably anybody in the world and put tacky strap kits on them, cheap wheels. And, I mean, they sold them like crazy. Big old captain's chairs.
Captain's chairs for everybody.
Oh, yeah. Captain's chairs, a fold-down bench seat that folded into a bed, mood lighting.
You want to turn around and talk to the person behind you?
A 13-inch TV with a Betamax player in it.
I love going on Craigslist now, and you see an ad for a van, and it's like a big deal to say they got captain's chairs in it.
It's got captain's chairs. Everybody's got the captain's chair.
It's got captain's chair.
I mean, yes. I mean, it was really cool though, because I mean these, and they were all a little different. All had that kind of crushed velvety interior in there.
That is the way to travel. The coolest thing I ever thought about them was the captain's chairs had the little like blankets that hung off the sides in front of them.
Exactly. But, no, they had a skirt.
This is classy. You're not going to see any frame.
Wrap that
in velvet.
Exactly. I mean, these things were classy rides all the way around. And I mean, I'll be honest with you, these were high dollar vehicles in the day.
Yeah, they weren't cheap.
They weren't cheap at all.
Actually, this would be around 92 or 3. My family actually rented one of these full on conversion vans to take the four of us kids on vacation. At the time, we were living in Michigan. We went to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and just did a full. We actually went into Canada a little bit. But yeah, we ran one of those conversion vans. Like every kid got its own roll of seats. It was amazing.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you got to think about it. These vans were trick. I mean, they were really cool. Had TVs in them and all the mood lighting, cup holders for days,
Nintendos,
wood grain accessories.
Wood accessories.
Everywhere.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Really? Not. We're not talking about wood grain. We're not talking about veneer.
No,
we're talking about wood.
We're
talking about get out the saw.
Exactly. Like this stuff's got shellac on it.
Yeah, like you need to bring some pine saw inside your car.
Oh, Lord.
That's the power of pine saw, baby.
Get you some Pledge. Just wipe her down.
And you know, any dad in America driving one of those things felt like the king of the road.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come roll it up in
because
your conversion van.
The king of the road.
You were the king of the road. You come rolling up in your Econoline conversion van. Yeah.
That's.
You were going places.
Yeah, that's what every other dad wanted to be.
Exactly. I mean, it was the new station wagon.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it absolutely was.
Why couldn't you get into conversion vans?
It did. It went from station wagon.
LS swap conversion van.
Hey, there is a LS swapped Astro van on Craigslist right now that I'm kind of trying to work a deal.
You know what? Of all the things on Craigslist you could be looking at, that Astro van probably scares me the most. It really does. I'd rather you be looking for your next mate on Craigslist than an Astro van.
Well, they took that option out. So.
And it scares me that you know that. It really worries me.
You said that before I did.
It really worries me.
You know it too.
I do.
Richard's guilty.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, yeah, that's something, all right. You need to be praying to him because I feel really bad right now for y'all too. But I mean, conversion vans, they were really cool, though. I mean, that was traveling in style, even into the 90s. Now, you don't see them so much anymore. You'll still see one every once in a while. But I want to tell you something. It's still really the way to travel.
Now there's sprinters and things like that. It's not the same.
No, it's not the same. A sprinter van. Who wants a van you can walk around in?
Right, and that was made to haul glass.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know. I seen Richard Rollins come rolling up in a custom sprinter. We actually had one in Vegas.
Yeah.
That we took out. You know, it was a limousine.
It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, they're cool, but it's not the same. It's not.
Yeah. It doesn't have that sense of Americana.
I want an Econoline with a 460 in it. That's what I want.
Yeah, you know, and I still want side pipes.
Oh, that's a necessity. And some white letters.
Yeah, you know, classy.
That's what
just,
I like.
Just classy.
Classy. I tell you what, guys, we got to stop for a commercial break right quick to keep this classy show on the air. Y'all hang tight. We're talking vacation vehicles right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. Hot Rod.
What's happening, dude?
Richard.
What's happening, Saskatchewan, Canada?
That was a good one.
I'm pretty sure we got listeners there, too.
Yeah.
Worldwide up in here.
That's right. Okay, everybody say hey to Will. We got Will, the apprentice.
Hi, Will.
Will, the apprentice in the studio.
What's going on?
All right, guys. He's still working on his tagline.
Yeah, he's still.
So, you know, the Craigslist challenge is a pretty common game here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. And since, you know, we're having a vacation show, why not finish up this vacation segment?
Now, let me ask you, I don't know what the two of you have, but are any of these three cars actually going to make it where we're going?
Yes, mine will.
I have confidence in mine, too. I really do.
Mine will, right. But you have to go before
so
me.
So this is the rules. It's got to be the ultimate vacation car for $5,000 or less. And you got to be able to move three people with it, at least.
Yeah, we're golden.
Got it.
All right, Professor.
I don't want to go first.
You don't want to go first?
I want to go last. Because I won.
Man, I really don't want to leave this one off either, but I'll do it. All right, so for $39.95, that leaves me.
This is on a used car lot for that price.
Yeah, this is.
It without is. Question.
They have financing available, by the way, on this bad boy.
Ooh.
A 1984 AMC Eagle Wagon 4x4. Read it in wheat.
You can go anywhere.
Read it in wheat, son. 4.2 liter.
As long as you don't have to have a date, you should be fine.
That's right.
4.2 liter, 258, inline six. Automatic, got a floor shifter in it, air conditioning, power steering, powered brakes, AM, FM, push button radio, credit union financing available.
I love that right there.
Credit union financing.
Yeah, really. He described that radio as
17.99 all day, son.
A push button AM, FM radio.
Dude, this thing's classy, man.
Oh, it's something, all right. Them hubcaps.
I mean, this thing is classy.
That is a pretty.
That's actually isn't that pretty what, car. What's her name's dad had in Back to the Future?
yes, actually, I think it was.
She dropped him off.
Jennifer's dad.
Jennifer's dad. Yeah, that's Jennifer's dad in Back to the Future.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey,
that's a pretty car, Clark.
All right, Richard.
I really want to go last, but you know what? I'll go ahead and go, and I'm going to go ahead and show this to you because you're not going to believe me. And I did win this one, by the way. How about a 1995 Cadillac Presidential limo?
Yes, that's pimpin'. I'm sorry.
Presidential limo,
high top caddy limo. Presidential.
No, it is a presidential limo kept at Dobbins Air Force Base.
Is it bulletproof glass and all?
Low mileage on a 350 throttle body, less than 30,000 total miles. Must see to appreciate. Serious inquiries only.
Hang on, is this bulletproof glass and all?
It's a presidential limo, man.
That's taking family safety to the next level.
Slide this phone over
here.
Bill
Clinton rode in this thing.
Do we know that?
Yeah, I'm going to have to get the seats cleaned.
You know some of the things Bill Clinton did?
Dude.
It's a presidential
limo.
Can
you say Lysol?
Yeah, I don't know why we just don't go buy this. This is
I told
great.
You I had this one, man.
That's pimp. That's a good one. But I think I got you both beat.
You know what? It's going to be a hard sell.
The presidential limo is going to give me a run for the money. But I think I got you both beat. And performance-wise, I know I have you both beat.
Well, yeah, I'd say that's probably a safe bet.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
A 1986 Chevrolet Corvette. The C4 Corvette is the
most perfect
car ever made.
I'm going to regret the words that are about to come out of my mouth. How are you going to get three people in it, Rob?
Well, let me tell you about my 86 Corvette. It's a two-tone silver and charcoal gray 1986 Corvette with charcoal gray leather interior with 75,000 actual miles, automatic transmission with a new CD player in it. Good-looking car, new tires, great car, low miles for 86, great shape. It's $4,000. You know what? I'm going to the beach. I'll fly the wife and the kids out there.
Heck yeah.
Will you take Will to look at this car this weekend?
I'm telling you, Will needs a C4 Corvette.
I mean, that's a good car. That's not even a good Corvette for $4,000. That's a good car for $4,000.
I'm going to tell you something. C4 Corvettes are the answer to any problem. Starving children in Africa. Send some C4 Corvettes out there.
They won't
problem
care
solved.
Anymore.
It don't matter.
That's right. Yeah,
they'll
might
be riding
hungry.
Around. They'll
I
be
might
riding.
Be hungry, but I got the target top off.
They'll be riding around with the target top off. It's all good, okay?
I'm McDonald's telling you. Will start popping up everywhere.
And the thing is, and then I got another scenario for you. You know, you're talking about you got to haul three people. How are you going to haul the wife and kids in a C4 Corvette? You know what? You might meet a nice lady with some kids down at the beach cruising around in your C4 Corvette.
You might do
hey?
It.
Hey? Hey,
you might do it.
I'm just saying, three single guys here. We're just throwing that out there.
I'm gonna say the old Eagle could get them though.
I'm going to tell you something. The Eagle tracks, you don't want.
I'm going to say the Eagle will pull in the ladies. I'm just...
I think that presidential limo right there.
I think I'm
there.
Putting two American flags on the hood. I got this.
I'll be honest with you. We couldn't pass you off as a president, but nobody pays attention to, like, governors and stuff.
You might be able to pass me off as, like, maybe a senator.
Yeah. You could definitely be Senator Richard.
That senator you never heard of.
Exactly. Richard Hoskins? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I voted for him. Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's the senator of Minnesota.
Richard Hoskins is a senator? I thought it was just that drunk guy sitting out at the Waffle House.
No, that's true, too. The same guy.
Same guy, but during the day, he's like writing laws, stuff like that.
Being a senator very serious.
He's doing senator things, you know, paperwork, signs things.
Fritz Hollings is my hero.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, America, I'd vote for Richard.
Thanks, man. I'd vote for you.
I mean,
I think we could be running mates.
I don't know for what.
But.
Richard, I'll be honest with you. Oh, God. I think that would be a dangerous combination of us in politics.
I think we would smash the earth.
At this point, screw it. I'm a campaign manager.
I want to tell you something. You know what I would love for my campaign poster? A C4 Corvette sitting sideways.
Beside a presidential limo. with a vase. And Jesus singing lead singer for Lynyrd Skynyrd in the background.
Boom.
How about the AMC wagon? I mean, American Motor Company? I mean, come on. Got to let the eagle fly, you know? Come on.
That thing flew into a wall. It's like a buzzard. That ain't an eagle.
Nah, you put a couple hot girls on the hood, you know, just because America.
I mean, it's a nice shade of blue. I mean, we could do one of them, like, AMC Eagles across the hood and, you know, really jazz it up. Nice stripe package.
I don't think Kenny G has made enough jazz to cover that thing up. That's bad.
Yeah, I'm like Richard. You know, me out there with a nice tuxedo T-shirt on and some khaki shorts.
Because you're a classy guy.
Exactly.
I mean, that would be quite a production, and I feel like people would take it seriously.
Seriously.
You know, I mean, you got to put money into campaigns. We've heard all these commercials.
I mean, really
who has done that?
Really, all we need is like $15,000.
Who do you
a tuxedo T-shirt and a couple of willing ladies.
And this guy, Jeff, that I know.
Does he look like Jesus for the Lynyrd Skynyrd part?
Yes. But... They'll be like, you know, well, what are you running for office? You know, what do you stand for? C4 Corvettes.
I don't know his last name, but he hangs out at this place behind my house.
All right, what's behind your house?
He seems like an all right guy.
Do I want to know what's behind your house?
No. Probably not.
Okay.
I want to know what's behind my
Probably not. So, but I think these are all three good vacation cars. I still think the Corvette's a good one, although the presidential limo is pretty good, too. I have to give Richard that one.
I'm all about the Eagle. Just saying.
I'm all about
the Eagle. If
you're going to drive across country, you might as well do it in a screaming Eagle.
And you can do it in the snow, too. And that's
exactly.
Especially Rob is going to have a problem with, and I don't think my rod's going to be handling it too great either. So
I mean, depending on where you're going.
When the Rockies get a little rocky?
We're going to the beach. They got paved roads in Colorado.
Well, you know, when we're going to the beach.
They're not all highways.
Oh, but they are. No. God almighty. When we go to the beach, I can just throw a surfboard on top.
You could throw a surfboard on top. I could put a surfboard on top of my vet.
Yeah, it'd be a little wakeboard.
Don't matter.
He can haul a longboard or five.
Inside.
And still have
room. I can sit on a longboard inside.
What we'll do is me and Richard will vacation in the same spot, and the wife and kids can ride with him. I'm driving the vet, you know?
Terrible.
Guys, I tell you what, be sure to tell us what you think your perfect vacation car would be or what you think about ours. I think the C4 Corvette's still the ringer every time.
And
every scenario, the C4 Corvette
wins.
That's
why we medicate him.
I'm telling you, I need something. Guys, stay tuned. We got a commercial break coming up. You got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.